I only have one question that has been on my mind since yesterday till today, being Valentine's Day. Happy Valentine's Day to you! Whoosh! So the question is actually funny, but like I just kept thinking about it since yesterday, and it is, why do we like always avoid wearing any outfit that is related to color red on Valentine's Day? Like I've only seen very few people that would intentionally wear an outfit that has red on it on Valentine's Day. So yesterday at work, my colleague, like my closest colleague at work, she kept telling me, Zizi, make sure you don't wear anything related to color red. So today, this morning, when I wanted to pick my outfit, our words kept echoing in my head, you're not to wear anything related to red, you're not to wear anything related to red. And I had the intention of wearing a red scarf, but since she said we're not wearing anything related to color red, and I do not like it as well, so I made sure that I didn't wear anything related to color red. And funny enough, when I got to work today, she wasn't wearing anything related to color red either. So I'm just like wondering, why do we always avoid wearing anything related to color red? It made me remember one time I'm in the union, and so I and my friend, we're going to go for like an event. It was a Valentine inspired event, so it had nothing to do with going on a date with a guy or anything. So it was more educational and something that, you know, had the value to your life. So that was what the program was about. But I told myself I was not going to wear anything related to red. Of course, the dress code was red and I think black. So like I just had to check my clothes that I'm not wearing anything red. But I knew that the color that is normally complemented with the color red outfit was either white or black. So I picked a buttercream gown top and black leggings, and that was what I wore. My friend, on the other hand, of course, she wore a red gown, so it kind of complimented it, but I still felt well like she's wearing the color red. I don't know, maybe it's just me. I don't know if it is weird that I feel this way, or I don't, just tell me, let me know how you feel about wearing the color red. Forgive my manners, how are you doing? I know that I've been away for some while and I'm sorry. I really want to apologize for that, but I'm back now. I'm fully back. Azizat is back for you. And today I'd love to ask you that question, that would you love to be my Valentine today? Like, I'll be honored. It will make me happy. So kindly comment a yes or a no. This is African Pride Radio. So you can follow us on all our social media platforms. We're on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, TikTok at African Pride Magazine. So on this post, it's on Instagram already, it's on Twitter already, just comment on it. How do you feel? The first question is, how do you feel about wearing the color red on Valentine's Day? And two is, will you be my Val? So answer yes or no, would you love to be my Valentine? I'd love to be your Valentine. How are you doing? Once again, my name is Azizat Hanu Lambe, and this is African Pride Radio. So today, of course, I said, are you going to be my Val? So what I want us to do is to imagine that I would imagine that I am on a date with you, and you would, on the other hand, imagine that you are on a date with me. So we're just going to be answering some questions. I have some questions here that are very interesting questions that we just, you know, exchange. You can answer yours through the comment section on this post, about this post on Instagram and on Twitter. Tag me at Aziza_AA. So, you know, of course, I'll be answering mine right now. So the first question is, what makes you feel loved? What makes you feel loved? If you ask me, what makes me feel loved? To be honest, I'd love to relate this with my love language. My love language is words of affirmation. So just sit me down or write an episode for me. I'd love it. Like, it would make me feel so loved. Just sit me down, tell me, oh, I support you. I see the things that you're doing. You're good at what you're doing. You're this, you're that. Or you write me very, like, an episode expressing your love. Sometimes I wish I was born in, like, the... in the 80s, when the exchange of letters was still very much, you know, relevant, was still very much very popular. We exchange letters and, you know, you read through words of how someone feels about you. So I think what makes me feel loved is words of affirmation. So let me know. I would love to know what makes you feel loved. Comment on at this post on Instagram and on Twitter at African Pride Magazine. And the second question is, what is one thing you love about yourself? Tell me, what is one thing that you love about yourself? If I'm to answer that, what is one thing I love about myself? I'd say that I love the fact that I give people chances. I give people plenty chances. Like, if I have an impression about you, I'm like, no, I'm not gonna accept this impression. That is, if the impression is not so good, I'd give you another chance and see if you see for like you don't do the right thing the second time. It's like, okay, let me give you another chance. So I just keep giving people chances. Like, I want to see the best in you. There's some good in there. So that's like what I love about myself. So tell me, I would love to know, what is one thing you love about yourself? And the third question is, share a time you felt really, really loved and why. Remember, in case you skipped other podcast or the radio to this point, I want to tell you that we are on a date together. You're my Val, I am your Val. So we're just exchanging questions, we're sipping our imaginary wine, and we're just having a good time. So the third question is, share a time you felt really, really loved. So recently I was looking for an accommodation, like an apartment. So my friend, I asked her to, like, oh, follow me, let's go to these places together. So she literally followed me, like, everywhere, to every houses for like almost 5 hours. We were on our feet, we were walking and working, and from one apartment to the other, and it made me feel really, really loved. To her, it might not be like much, but thinking about it, like, that's like one of like the major thing anyone could do for you, to support you, to show that they care for you and about you. So that's like a time that I felt really loved, which is very, very, very recent. And I also remember one time when I was in uni. It was during the time when I was writing my project. So my project, I mean my thesis, I was, you know, doing all of those final year work. I also had a friend who really stood by me that time, and that was one of those moments where I felt really loved by someone who is in my family, who is in my life. It meant so much to me. Wow. So the next question is, share a place you'd love to visit. When you ask people, oh, where would you love to go, people will start mentioning, you know, places like Seychelles, Maldives, all those nice places, Paris. But if you ask me, I don't know, it's always funny to people when I tell them I'd love to go to Ghana. I don't know, maybe because it is a sister country to Nigeria. In case you don't know, I'm Nigerian. So I'd always love to, like, visit Ghana someday, which I hope is very, very soon. Yeah. So the next question is, what is one thing you love about the age? What is one thing you love about being the age you are right now? That's a hard one. What's one thing I love about being the age I am in right now? I cannot say this one thing I love about being my particular age right now. I'll just, like, generalize it, like, the thing I love about being in my 20s, because I'm in my 20s. I love to believe that your 20s is like your teenage years, like an extension of your teenage years, but with wisdom, with more wisdom, with more knowledge, and with more understanding. So I always see my 20s as an extension of my teenage years, but I see myself that I'm doing it with more maturity. So it's like, it's more fun. It does come with responsibility. But I see the freedom that comes with it. I see that, oh, I have my life to myself right now. I hold the key to my future, and I just have to be responsible with my life. Why? I know that I can still enjoy the things that I am doing at the same time. So I love the freedom that comes with it. I love the fact that it's more like an extension of my teenage years, in short. So the last but not the least question, I hope that you've been, you know, having a really good time. You've been enjoying this, you know, exchange of conversation. Do not forget that you can always answer all those questions that I have been answering via our Instagram and Twitter handle at African Pride Magazine. Just go under the comment section on this post, Love Matters with Aziz at an African Pride Radio. So the last question is, what are some ways we can show love to people we do not know? Well, there are different ways that we can show love, but I believe that there is no manual to these things. Like, I want to believe that our default emotions towards people should be that of love and that of kindness. We should treat people that we meet with kindness. That's like the essence of humanity. So on that note, I am going to be, you know, drawing the curtain on the show today. It's been an amazing time. Being your Valentine has been an amazing time, and I've missed this so much. When I was away, it felt like, you know, when I knew I was going to come back to the show, you know that feeling where you went on a journey, maybe on a holiday, and you're coming back to your family, you know, that sugar rush feeling, that excitement. That was how I felt, and I've missed it so much. I had a very, very lovely time today, and I'd love to appreciate the crew members on this radio. It's an online radio program. I love to appreciate the crew members, the executive producer Arolo Nuruddin Olayiwola. I say thank you. I also want to remind you that we do have a dating site. Just go on to www.africanpridemagazine.com/dating. I'll take that again, www.africanpridemagazine.com/dating, or visit www.starlovehub.com. My name is Azizat. Until next time that you'd be hearing this soothing voice of mine, I say have a lovely Valentine's Day. Bye-bye. Mwah.